Nanny would a make her people them dress up themselves in a leaf and disguise themselves like tree and bush and hide themselves back a rock and stump. And meanwhile, the attacking soldier them a march up a hill. Them would a see the whole hillside a rush down pon them. Tree and bush a gallop down like a horse pon them. You can guess how the soldier them frighten. So till them all dash with them ammunition and pick up them foot in a them hand and run like them pepper them. History books say the soldiers were baffled and retreated in alarm. Larks, what a joke. Moochies Allah, nanny pop them. Go and talk, Miss Roachy. Go and talk. Aunt Roachy say, granny nanny couldn't talk much English, but she could have make them drum talk, and she could have make aunt talk. She always wear her obeying aunt type on a string round her waist, and she would a stand up on the head of the precipice up on Nanny Town and fling back her head and lift up her arm and blow any message she want to hear maroon people them. All like the day when she feel the danger that way into Nanny Town was not secret no longer, and the soldier them was marching in, she sound the obeying message to her followers and tell them to pull foot cross the hills to keep to the mountains, put plenty mountains between them and this mountain, and find a new hiding place. And then she start to set fire to the town and sound the obeying again and say, stay free, stay free. Well, same time as Aunt Roche stop for catch breath, one boy named Cubbage come in and go out. Wagwan, wagwan. The girl Moochie say, Miss Roche, you tell me about Nanny. Hear the outer heart of boy. Nanny wara, Nanny goat. And him start holler, ba, ba. Aunt Roche we round pon him and say, not Nanny goat, Cubbage, not goat. Woman, a strong, fearless Jamaican warrior woman that wouldn't buckle under slavery. Your ancestor Cubbage, that you should have proud and stop Allah Ba Ba and Allah Talawa. Cubbage say, pop story gimme Miss Roche. Aunt Roche say, my grandmother tell me say, that fi our grandmother tell her say, that Nanny Town Nanny and Kampong Town Nana and Moor Town Nanny was the same nanny. And when history books say that Kodja was the most daring Maroon leader of the time, everybody did know say that it was him sister Nanny who was a gi orders for sweep down pon the plantation them at night and set fire to the cane piece them and lego the slaves them and bring them for strengthen the Maroon forces them. Aho. But Nanny wouldn't have no part or lot with peace treaty signing. And when Kodja was determined for sign peace treaty, Kampong Nanny take away herself from Kampong Tong and go back to Portland. For Nanny say, as long as there is even one slave plantation, no black smaddy was free. Here, Cubbage. I saw Aunt Roche. Aunt Roche say, I saw. But black people never got nobody for write down for them era deserving deeds in a book. So from generation to generation, them write it down in a them remembrance. And my grandmother tell me say, that for her grandmother tell her say, for her grandmother tell her say, ah so, ah ho.
Thank you.
What you're listening to in the background is Back to Africa from the album Tokyo Reggae Clash. And prior to that, tracks from the Drums of Defiance CD. And you heard Moko Johnny, Morning Star, Sidem Gyal Amolin, Me Ask Me Dashina, Way Mengo, Niam One Day, Bossanga, Ken and Berry, from the CD Drums of Defiance, Maroon Music, from Earliest Black Free Communities of Jamaica. What I've tried to give you in a capsule is the history of music as it originated with African Maroons who still resides in Jamaica, in the Cockpit Mountains, and in other parts of the island in self-sustaining communities. On upcoming programs, I will elaborate on the important roles the Maroons played in the free world as we know it today, and the very important links that exist with them and other countries such as Canada, England, France, Spain, the Dutch colonies, Portuguese, and South American countries, etc. Quoting from Desmond Green, Visions of Jamaica, and you could translate that to say, Visions of Canada. And I quote, "We might not be responsible for the condition in which we found the world, but we cannot deny our responsibility for the shape in which we leave it to those who follow in our footsteps." Yes, folks, I'll be running away from you shortly, but I'll be back with you next week at 11 p.m. until midnight. It's been a pleasure being with you, and I hope the feeling is mutual. Your comments will be appreciated, so please forward them in care of the station. And this has been Jim with Words and Music. God bless and have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. The best to all of you who, like myself, are in the midst of exams and under a little stress. Don't worry, everything always turns out right. Okay, George, I haven't forgotten you. And I would like to thank my mentor, Neil, who has been in the studio with me as my moral support and technical advisor. So, have a good week. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And God bless you. See you.
Never mind thinking this burden is the heaviest. Every man think that his burden is the heaviest, but still me, who feels it knows it, Lord, who feels it knows it, Lord. You can't run away from yourself. Could you run away from yourself? Can you run away from yourself? Can't run away from yourself. Can't run away from yourself. Can't run away from yourself. You must have done something, 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 something you don't want nobody to know about. You must have, Lord, something wrong. What you must have done something wrong. Why you can't find where you belong? Well,
you're running away.
Hey, no.
Running away.
To tell me that I'm
running away,
but it's not true.